Well, at this time, let me invite the children forward for our children's message. I need Polly's help up here because we're going to give some things out. So good to see all of you. And by the way, congratulations on the scouting program. This is a great day. You know, we celebrate so many different things. We have a wonderful scouting ministry in our church. Well, I have something that I want to show you. When I show this to you, I want you to take a look at it. How many of y'all know how to read? Good, good. Well, I'm going to show you something, and I want you to tell me what you see. And you might want to read it, okay? Ready? Is she right? Says Mom. It's, you know what? You just stole my message, okay? All right. It says Mom. Everybody, this says Mom, right? You're looking at it, it says Mom. Well, look again. What does it say now? It says, what does it say? It says, wow. Now, this is the same piece of paper that I just got through showing you, and you saw Mom. Then I showed it to you again, and you said, wow. It's the same piece of paper. You know, sometimes we can look at something and we think we know what we're seeing and we're right. But when we take another look at it, we could see something different. And that has to do with our story today. Jesus took Peter, James, and John up to the mountain of Transfiguration. And as he was up there, top of the mountain, they were used to being with Jesus. They knew what Jesus looked like. But then they looked at him again, and he looked different. His clothes were brilliantly white, just unbelievable white. His face shone with the brightness of the sun. And they looked at him, and they were overwhelmed with the light that came forth from Jesus. It overwhelmed them. And this is what we call the transfiguration, because the word transfiguration just simply means something has changed its appearance. And so Jesus' appearance was changed to light and to a glorious white. And so that's the story of the transfiguration that I'm going to talk about today. Now, when they were up there on top of that mountain, something very important happened. Moses and Elijah showed up. And they were talking with Jesus. Moses and Elijah were two of the most important people of the Old Testament. The law and the prophets, that's what they represented. And they were talking with Jesus. And wow, the disciples must have been overwhelmed that here, the people they had studied about, Moses and Elijah, were up there with Jesus too, talking with Jesus. And they didn't know what to say. Have you ever had a time when you didn't know what to say? Because it was just so wonderful. Well, some people can't keep quiet. And Peter couldn't keep quiet. And so he spoke up and said, "This is so wonderful, Jesus. How about we make three different buildings up here? One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." See, he didn't know what to say. He just didn't know what to say. But then after he said that, a cloud enveloped them. A big, thick cloud. Have you ever been enveloped by a cloud? If you're in an airplane, you're riding up high and a cloud comes and envelops you. It's a different kind of feeling. It's a sense of being in God's presence. So a cloud enveloped them and Moses and Elijah disappeared. And then a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved son. Listen to him." That's what the transfiguration is all about. Is beginning right now, going through Lent, we begin to listen to Jesus. We begin to watch for the way Jesus comes to us. And we pray as we begin the Lenten season, we will listen, we will watch, and we will pray. Now, you know, as you go through the season of Lent, or maybe even today if you want to do this, Polly, hold up this. This is a little something that I colored. And I want to give all of you a little copy of this. You may want to color this. Now, I almost made a mistake. You know what I almost did? I almost started coloring Jesus' robe. But why would that have been a mistake? Because when he was on the mountain of Transfiguration, his clothes were turned white. So just keep the robe of Jesus the way it is, and you can color everything else. Now, do you see the light coming forth out of Jesus? I used yellow for that. But I want you to take this, and I want you to color it. Take some time, and as you do that, remember the story that I shared with you today. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you that you make yourself known to us in amazing ways. And though we may not understand it always and not even know what to say, we know it's a wonderful opportunity just to be with you, to listen to you, to watch you, and to pray with you. Bless these children as we together go through the season of Lent to do all three of these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for coming. And I want you to do this. The next time you see your mother, say, "Wow."